How frustrating was it that you got that goal so early in the second half and then you haven't been able to capitalise?
Yeah, of course, again, frustrating's a word. That's what we're after. We got a reaction at half-time. They came out, all guns blazing. I thought the crowd really got behind us at times when we weren't playing particularly well. Get the goal. And I can picture three or four opportunities where a little bit of care, you know, and we've missed the target, we've snatched it. And that's just, I think, the tension that everyone's feeling. We were talking about it again. We've only managed one goal. Lowest scorers in the top half, and more it talks about, the more pressure that piles on the boys up the front, or anyone who gets in opportunities. But listen, we've got the new year to look forward to. We're still in a position that we're pleased to be in. We look forward, we look positively. We still all believe that, you know, this season can still be very successful. And you know, we go into Monday now looking to put in another strong performance. You know, the performances over the park, majority of them have been very, very good. You know, results recently haven't been, you know, good enough. Too many draws, there's no doubt about it. You know, but we ain't got a magic wand at the minute that we can turn them, you know, chances into goals. But we keep knocking on the door. Hopefully we can start winning games.
For the attacking players, is it a case that you're willing to give them more time, or are you looking at options for January?
I think we're always looking. You know, we have had a lot of meetings this week. But in the end, I think, you know, that'll depend on finances, or let's say finances. What deals can be done, really, if any at all? So I think everyone's aware of the situation we're in. You know, whether we can bring people in that can help us and improve us, because that's what we want. We don't want to just bring squad players in that's going to be the same. We want to, if we are going to bring anybody into the club, they've got to be, you know, better than what we've got. So as I said, there's a lot of good things about our team and our squad. At the moment, you know, the most important part is we're just lacking a little bit in that area.
And looking at the frustration, such a short turnaround, having that next game, it means you've got a chance really to get back to winning ways as soon as.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, we knew that. And I think Northampton will be gutted tonight. I think Sheffield United's gone at last minute. You know, they've gone and obviously put a spirit of performance in at Bramall Lane, and to lose a last minute goal. But I'm sure they'll be ready and they'll probably refresh on Monday. But we'll meet up tomorrow. The lads will go in the pool and have a cool down tomorrow. We'll travel down to Northampton. We'll watch the actual Sheffield United Northampton game on the telly, so we can all have a little look at them. Get down there, bite to eat, massage, discuss probably in the morning the shape and the way we're going to play, and hopefully go out and put in a really positive performance, or even in fact, I wouldn't mind a rotten performance as long as we get a goal and win.